Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're making our way through this holiest of weeks, Holy Week, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church brings us into it. Throughout the whole world, the people of God, all those who are baptized into Christ, are walking with the Lord and hopefully walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the great teacher. You know, you've been given, you're a temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. Our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit dwells in each one of us. And the mission of the Spirit, one of the fundamental things the Holy Spirit does is he teaches us, as Jesus said, he leads us to all truth. Now, that's a particular prerogative, privilege the church as a whole has. The magisterium, the leadership of the church, leads us to all the truth, guards the deposit of faith. But the Holy Spirit also leads the individual heart to the truth about God as our Father, to the truth of Jesus, who is our Savior, our Lord, our brother, our friend, our King, you name it. And it's the Holy Spirit who gives us faith, conviction, understanding, who gives us faith, hope, and love, all the things that empower us and lead us to becoming God-directed, directing our gaze, opening our ears, enlightening the heart, inspiring, you know, moving the will to move closer to God. And so I wanted to just mention that as we make it through this week together, so that we listen to the drama, we place ourselves in the drama, but that understanding it's not just an exercise in memory, which is important to do, but it's a story, a drama that you're actually living right now. You're part of this story of God, the plan of God, the salvation story of Jesus Christ, our King. This walk he's making toward the Via Dolorosa to the cross at Calvary, this is the most anointed Holy Spirit walk ever. The Holy Spirit is in Jesus, on Jesus, working in Jesus, guiding Jesus, inspiring, consoling, giving him counsel, inspiration, courage, persevering strength. So he's walking this road. He's blazing this trail for each and every one of us. And it's faith that helps us see and understand what's going to happen at the most critical moment here on Holy Thursday night and Good Friday. And the way that Jesus has to make forward. There's no way beyond a Good Friday for anybody apart from Jesus Christ. Because in the life of every human being, death and sin, you know, death comes through sin, and sin and death get the last word on every human life, except the life that is born again by water and the Spirit in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus makes a way for the human race to not be eternally separated from God and enslaved in a darkness, but a way that is lit by his presence, a light. Behold, a light is shown. Zechariah rejoiced. You know, the beginning of, you know, the incarnation and the prophetic things that were said at the birth of Jesus, one of the key, they rejoiced because freedom had come. Freedom to worship God without fear. The power of fear is broken. The darkness has been dispelled. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness does not overcome it. The dawn from on high has broken. Guess what? The light that's in Jesus is walking right into the heart of darkness. And he's going to shed his light there. And he's going to break the power of that darkness and make it all the way home to the glory at the right hand of God the Father. And so this is a story that we're now engaged in. Why? Because he did make it home, and one of us sat down at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, the new creation, the King of the kingdom, our Lord, and he poured out the Holy Spirit. Father, Son poured out the Holy Spirit upon us, and the kingdom power that was in Jesus, that is a whole new reality. There's no reality on earth like it. It's not a matter of atomic power, you know, like the atom bomb. It's not tech power. It's not, you know, chips and all the kind of things that technology world is focused on these days and the power that it produces. It's not nuclear power. It's so far beyond. It's the supernatural power of God. And that Jesus is doing all of this to make it possible to release that power in you so that you can become something different that you're not right now, right? That you're not if you're not baptized into Christ, that is. To be a child of God that shares in the indestructible life of Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. And we need to watch how Jesus walked it and identify with him and learn from him. We need to see the weakness of the apostles in this hour. Betrayal, fear, denial, scattering, all these things that are getting revealed about them. That's in you and that's in me. Hey, friends, lots of people are scattering on the Lord right now in the world because it's getting tougher and tougher to follow the Lord. Because things Jesus taught, the apostles taught, the church teaches are becoming very unpopular. And the enemy is using a fallen world once again to turn the guns on the church, on believers in Jesus. And there's a tribulation, there's a trial, there's a testing. And the testing is here and it's real and it's going to intensify. Jesus was tested to the max, but he kept his eyes fixed on the Father. The devil couldn't dissuade him, couldn't knock him off course, couldn't fill him with panic or get him to worry about himself at such a level to secure his own safety and privileges and the rest. The devil had no place to grab Jesus. No place to trap him, to enslave him, right? Because he wasn't filled with pride and envy and jealousy, rivalry, hatred, right? Self-concern, inordinate self-love. He didn't have all that. The devil couldn't hold him. He tempted him in that way. The readings tell us this week. He tempted him again and again. But Jesus never fell. Jesus resisted him. And so Jesus made the way now, the second Adam, and he wants to make it possible for us to walk the Via Dolorosa in our own way, in our own life. And we do it now because we have a power in us. If we pay attention, if we abide in Jesus, if we keep our eyes on him, if loving him and following him is of first importance to us, if we do that and we trust in him, we rely on him, that means what? Walking with him, talking with him daily, believing his promises, following his leadership, confessing our sins, feeding on his body and blood, reading his word, loving our neighbor, the ways that Jesus lived with our gaze set upon him, we're going to pass through death and enter eternal life. So that story is being lived out in us, and the final chapters of that story are not written. We have hope, we have confidence in eternal life that has been given to us in Christ. Question is, are we going to say yes to Jesus through the trials? Are we going to keep following him, or are we going to say, nah, I think it's time for me to start following him at a distance, if at all? The value add here in the world isn't great right now, so I'm going to back away. Or I'm going to stay in this, I'm in a kind of lukewarm, Laodicean, comfortable, not too serious, not too radical, not too passionate. You know, I'm hoping to just get my passport stamped to get on to the next phase of things. I'm not living radically for the Lord. It's hard to say that he's my first love. He's not the reason I'm getting up in the morning, though I do have some measure of faith. But I'm just cool right where I am, and I don't need to move, and nobody needs to move me. I'm right where I want to be. That's a bad place to be. That's a lukewarm place. And the scripture is very clear. The book of Revelation, the seven churches, that disposition, that attitude of satisfaction, that attitude of presumption, these kinds of things, it makes Jesus sick. And it's pretty easy to see why it would. You think about the price he's paying right now as we're walking with him toward Calvary. Do you see how real this battle is how serious it is, what it cost him. He wants each and every one of us to receive now in this week clarity about what we're in for, you know, what it means to follow him, to follow in his footsteps, and the grace and the abundance of grace that's there for those who say yes with all their heart. And when we stumble and fall, weak and broken people like you and me, he's there to pick us up. But he was wondering, are you ready to keep going? You want to get up and come? Let's go. And friends, it happens in life. It happens, I think, in our day quite a bit, where people just say, no, this is far enough. Or no, I'm plateauing. Or I can't get beyond the pain and the anger that I have inside me. Or I'm angry with the cards that God dealt me in my life. Or no, I'm not going forward because I can't forgive these people who hurt me. Whatever those thresholds are, those blockages that are there that really do stop people. This is the week to identify with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the price he paid so that you could be free, and for you to put everything at his feet. For you and me just to cry out together, just cry out with all your heart to him. Don't hold on to anything. Don't hold on to grievances and anger and bitterness and rivalry or anything like that. Or don't be attached to the idols of your life that are there. Greed, pornography. I mean, you just name it. There's just so many idols that we can have, just total distractions, preoccupations, personal comforts that we just fill ourselves with each day. If those are in the way, let them go. Put the idols at the feet of Jesus. Let him destroy them. And don't play games. I remember that C.S. Lewis great divorce scene where people who were in hell, they were had an opportunity to get to heaven. They were in this place sort of between heaven and hell, and angels would come and visit them and kind of see, take stock where they are and see if they're ready to let go of things that caused them to go into hell. And there was one guy who was battling with lust, and he was going back and forth and back and forth and yes and no, and the lust, I think if I have it right, there was the lust appeared like a symbolic, like a lizard on his shoulder. And the angel would say, no, just let me kill it. Just let me, no. Well, yes and no. And he kept protecting it because on the one hand, he wanted to be free of it, but he didn't want to be free of it. And he was a slave to it. And it had a beautiful ending. You can read the book yourself, but the fight he had is the kind of fight that all human beings have, and we may be in it right now. And right now, it's time to say, these idols right at the feet of Jesus, because I want to keep walking, because they're too heavy to carry on that narrow road. They're too big. They get in the way. You can't go all the way holding on those. You can't bring those things with you. And the Lord is saying, this is a time, this is a week. This is a time in a holy week in the holy presence of God and the flowing in the graces of the church. Let the angels come and take them off. Let your guardian angels take them off. Let St. Michael come and cut them off so that you can be free, so that Jesus is your prize. He's your portion. He's your cup. He holds your lot. The lines, Scripture says, have fallen for us in pleasant places. We have a goodly heritage. We have a great heritage if we walk behind our Lord, if we walk with our Lord as his disciples and persevere by grace, he'll bring us home. God bless you, friends. I hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.